You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I had my power washer out yesterday. I have this big old back deck thing, and I just hate the way it's been looking lately. So I'm like, I don't want to get a sander because it's so big. I just, I don't want to do that. So can I just power wash, and will that be enough? And I think it will be. I think.
You should be all right. They have those different nozzle attachments on the end that, you know, it'll strip paint or take concrete off or, you know, put an eye out or something.
Yeah, you got to be careful because, I mean, part of the wood gets chipped away. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can be that powerful.
Oh,
so
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's
now, are
be
you
a long
renting this or do you have one?
I have a power washer.
Oh, okay.
We really like it a lot. We use it a lot for a lot of things. In fact, my stepdaughter I did the first half of the driveway, and my stepdaughter went out and did the other half of the driveway over the weekend. That's funny. I've never thought of driveways getting dark before.
Yeah, but it
is a before and after. That's kind of interesting. But with this deck, because now I've got to do all the other stuff and then paint it and then paint the little fence thing that goes around it, the little railing thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a project, but I don't know. I'm ready to take it on. Enough
time
about that. You've got kids full time now.
Well, it is funny because, yeah, I mean, we split Friday right after the show. So we were in the mountains and blah, blah, blah. So we came back yesterday and I think we rolled in around, got everything wrapped up about noon or so. But from like noon on yesterday, it was already, I'm bored. I want to do this. I want to do that. And then it got into, you know, we're like, we're tired from the weekend. It was a big deal to take you guys camping. It was a lot of work. Have some respect. We just want to veg and have some downtime for a little bit. And then it led into, you guys are the worst. I want my freedom. Why do you keep holding me back? And we're like, my God, this is like essentially day day one or something of spring break. And I'm like, have some respect, man. We're already starting the I'm bored conversations. You've got months ahead of you. You've got to keep yourself busy. And, you know, to get that through a kid's head is just nearly impossible, Dom. Impossible.
No, it's not impossible. I'll tell you how my father solved that. I have one of my favorite stories of my dad, the old first sergeant. I remember I was about Reed's age. And I remember coming in one day and saying, I'm bored. And I just remember the old first sergeant looking at me. He goes, you're bored? And I go, yeah. He's like, come here. He crooked a finger at me. Come here. He took me out to the garage and he pointed to like all of the things I needed to do out in the garage.
Yeah.
I was out there for 3 hours, everything. And I swear to God, it's the last time I ever uttered the B word in that house ever. I was never bored again because he's like, oh, I can make sure you're not bored. And I was like, okay, got it.
I'm fine. I'm busy,
I'm
busy,
good
busy.
To go, Dad.
So
Thank
many
you.
Things to do.
Lesson learned.
Oh, believe me, we're starting the chore chart. We're going to have the chore chart ready to rock. And I, you know, I've got like 5 or 6 things I've got to do today, including a trip to Home Depot. And, you know, he's going to be running with me. I was like, well, if you're so bored, then guess what? We're doing things. Mm. We're going to get some stuff done and you're going to kind of see what real life is like in the summer. Not every day is entertain me, entertain me, entertain me.
So I got a thing in my mailbox. We were just talking the other day on the show about kids and the little odd jobs that they do. And I swear within 48 hours of us having that conversation, I get this full page. It's like a, you know, photocopied sheet. And along the top, it says, need summer help? ?
Yeah.
And then it's got some kid's name and his phone number. And he's got images. I mean, it's such a well done little flyer that he made. He's a 7th grader. He's going into 7th grade. And he's got in big, you know, letters, car washing, exterior wash and dry, interior vacuum, interior and exterior. You can drop your car off or I can come to you. And then under that, a big heading, house sitting, leaving town this summer. I can take care of pets, take out trash cans, water plants, take in mail and packages. And then he has a whole thing down at the bottom with like his bio.
Okay, that's great.
He's 12 years old. And he says, I am responsible, respectful, reliable, and hardworking. And then he goes, I am looking to make some money this summer.
How cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
So, and he just went around and put it in everybody's mailbox. And of course, Gretchen was being all snarky about it and everything. But I was like, you know what? This is a little entrepreneur who wants to make some money, and he's just
He will, too.
He will definitely make some money in this neighborhood. Someone's going to take him up on some of this stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. He'll make some bank this summer. How is she being snarky?
Well, she was saying kind of things that you would say.
What?
You know, like, oh, way to put the warning out there for all the pedophiles and everything.
Oh, gotcha. And I was let me know when you're out of town. I'll be happy to watch your house and steal your things.
She was like, all the pedophiles will come after him. I don't think so. I think he's, you know what? I had to call the kid up and have him come do the power washing of the damn deck.
There you go. Yeah, put him to work, man.
So I just know. I wonder if Reed could do something like this, put a little flyer together.
Yeah.
But then if he would have to work, I don't know if he's up for that or not. But
it would be one of those things where it's like great for like 20 minutes and then he's into it and he's like, screw this.
He would like the project, I'll bet, of putting the flyer together.
Correct. But when it actually comes to the work,
Yeah, when the people come, you know, call him up and say, yeah, can you come over and mow my lawn and take all my trash out? He'd be like,
I'm tired.